Microphone, please.
Vaya. Queridos accionistas.
Dear shareholders, a very good morning to you all. I'd like to welcome you and thank you for your attendance to this AGM of M. AmRest Holdings SE. This AGM has been convened by the agreement of the Board of Administrators and Directors on the 27th of March 2019 through the corresponding publication of the call for the meeting on the 12th of April 2019 in the newspaper Cinco Días, which is widely read in Spain on the website of the company and the Securities Commission. In order to carry out this AGM, we will take the documentation as having been read. The proposals have been available on the corporate website since the convening of the meeting was called. The AGM that we are going to be holding has the presence of the notary, Mr. Adolfo Pries, who has been requested to come to write the minutes of the AGM in terms of Article 2003 of the Law on Corporations. The secretary has the floor in order to constitute the presiding committee and by proxy to say the number of shareholders that are attending. Thank you very much, Mr. Chair. I declare that the presiding committee has been constituted by the chair, the secretary, and the members of the board of directors. The list of attendees has been drawn up, and there is sufficient quorum for the valid constitution of the AGM and the first call for the meeting and to deal with all the matters on the agenda of this call for meeting. In accordance with the data that has been given, the attendance quorum is six shareholders present and represented by proxy, owners of 174,026,816 shares, which are a total face value of share capital of €17,402,681.60, which is 79.26% of the share capital, which, as you well know, is €21,995,418.30, divided in 219,554,183 ordinary shares of 10 cents of a euro of face value each. As is stipulated in Article 148 of the Law of Corporations, the treasury stock of the company has been counted within the capital with a view to calculating the necessary quotas for the constitution of this AGM. The attendance quorum complies with Article 19 of the bylaws and Article 16 of the AGM regulations for the valid constitution of the AGM in this first call for the meeting. After having read this information, I declare this meeting quorate. Mr. Notary, could you please put forward the questions? Microphone, please. Thank you very much, and it's a pleasure to greet you all. In accordance with Article 101.3 of the regulations of the Mercantile Register, as a notary of the AGM, I'd like to announce to the assembly that if any shareholder would like to express any reservations or protests against the declarations of the number of shareholders present or the capital present or represented by proxy, please inform the presiding committee and the notary. Thank you very much, Mr. Notary. Before opening the round of questions, I'd like to inform that the Board of Directors in the session held before this AGM has agreed to appoint the directors by co-option of Mr. Román Arruza and Mr. Emilio Faraunda to cover vacancies that have taken place after Steve Winiger and Mr. Henry McGovern have left. In accordance with Article 501 of the Law on Corporations, both appointments will be subject to ratification of the following AGM that will be held after this ordinary AGM. In addition, the board, in its session of today, has formalized the appointment of Marc Chandler as CEO in accordance with what has been informed by the market and has agreed to appoint Mr. Sanabria as a financial manager of the group. The company will inform the market of these appointments via the announcement of disclosure. Next, there will be a round of interventions for shareholders before proceeding to deliberations and voting on the proposed resolutions. Those shareholders who would like to speak and who have not yet requested to do so will have to do so now before the round of comments begins. Except for Rafael Bordón, I'm told that nobody has asked for the floor, so therefore we can continue with the AGM. I declare that the round of interventions is being closed on behalf of shareholders. Microphone, please. I'm Gonzalez Cordon, and I have requested the floor on behalf of those I represent. The stake is over 7% of the capital. I'd like to congratulate the board for what has been done, and I'm in agreement with what has been done and the procedures that have been followed and that will be ratified in the next AGM. Thank you. Next. The Secretary will read a summary of the proposed resolutions and will explain the method used for the votes and will then have deliberation and voting on these resolutions. Thank you, Mr. Chair. We have made available to all of you the proposed resolutions on the agenda. In order to allow this session to be agile, we will consider the documentation to have been read. And we will see what the proposals are. Next, in accordance with Article 24 of the regulations of the AGM, I will read a summary of the proposed resolutions. The full texts are in the call for the meeting, as well as on the website of the Securities Commission and the company's website. Immediately after reading each of the proposals, we will deliberate and vote on them. The proposals will be considered to be approved in the terms of the full text, including the director's reports that have been made available to shareholders, both on the website of the Securities Commission and the company's website, without prejudice to the summary that I will read next. With a view to voting on these proposals, in accordance with Article 24.5 of the regulations of the AGM of the company, voting the proposals will be carried out through a negative deduction system. So therefore, votes will be considered to be in favor for all those shares present and represented by proxy. If the owner has been voted against or a blank vote or has abstained, or if it's a null vote, and if the owner and represented by proxy says that person is voting against or is blank or abstains through communication to the notary or the presiding committee, and the votes corresponding to those shares whose owners or represented by proxy abandon the meeting before the end of the meeting and have informed the notary that they are leaving the meeting, and these will be considered abstentions. A long sentence. So in the minutes, we will take note of the votes in favor, against, and the abstentions that are on the voting cards, as well as the votes in favor, against, and abstentions that are formulated to the notary by shareholders that are attending this AGM. So as a result, if any shareholder would like to express their vote against or abstention, they can inform the notary after reading the last proposal of resolution. In this respect, we would like to inform that in accordance to the delegations received by the chair and the votes issued remotely before holding the AGM, the chair has sufficient votes in favor so that all the proposed resolutions put forward by the board of directors of the company are considered to be approved. We will therefore proceed to read the first resolution that the board of directors proposes for the approval of the AGM. Proposed resolution relating to the first item on the agenda, examining an approval of the yearly accounts, balance sheet, profit and loss account, revenues, expenses, cash flow, changes in net worth, and the individual management report, the yearly consolidated accounts of the company with its subsidiary companies, profit and loss account, global results, the yearly financial position, cash flow, changes in net worth, and notes to the yearly accounts and the consolidated management report, all corresponding to the financial year closed as of 31st December 2018. Shall we approve it? Adopted. Proposal relating to the second item on the agenda, examining an approval of the non-financial consolidated information corresponding to the financial year closing at 31st of December 2018, part of the consolidated management report. Approved? The proposal is adopted. Proposal for the resolution relating to the third item on the agenda, examining an approval of the proposal of the applying the individual results corresponding to the financial year closing at 31st December 2018. Approved. Proposal of the resolution corresponding to the fourth item on the agenda, examining an approval of management and actions of the Board of Directors during 2018. Adopted. Proposed a resolution relating to the fifth point on the agenda, examining an approval of the yearly maximum remuneration of the members of the Board of Directors for the financial year 2019. Adopted? Adopted, yes. Proposal for the resolution relating to the sixth point on the agenda, the delegation of powers for the formalization and the registering of the adopting resolutions of the AGM. Adopted? Adopted, yes. Proposal of the resolution relating to the seventh point of the agenda, advisory voting on the yearly report on remuneration of the directors 2018. Adopted. Information points. Modification of the regulation of the Board of Directors. We inform of the modification of the regulation of the Board of Directors approved in the meeting on the Board of Directors of the 27th of February 2019, which has been made available to shareholders with a view to convening this AGM. The modifications reflect changes in competencies of the Board of Directors brought in by Law 11/2018 of the 28th December to bring in changes in non-financial and diversity information and to be in line with the Code of Good Governance of listed companies. The degree of compliance of recommendations of the Code of Good Governance of listed companies. Now the presidents will inform shareholders of the degree of compliance on the recommendations on this Code of Good Governance for listed companies. As has been pointed out in the yearly report of corporate governance of AmRest, out of the 64 recommendations, the company does not comply with three of them and partially complies with 10. The board, in its continuous efforts to improve the corporate governance of the company, it is adopting measures in order to improve compliance with said recommendations to ensure that they are applied to maximize social interests. Proof of this is the approval in the month of January of the communication policy and contacts with shareholders, institutional investors, and voting advisors of AmRest in compliance with the fourth recommendation or the appointment through co-option of the director, Ms. Romana Sarduska, and as well as other virtues, it helps to improve the lack of diversity in gender matters in the board. In order to comply with the Article 525.2 of the Law on Corporations, the information will be published on the website in terms of the share capital under the agreement that was adopted on shareholders on the 6th of July 2018. In order to conclude in this AGM, the matter will be duly registered and will be on the website in the next few days, according to the articles in the Law on Corporations and the company's website. The resolutions that have been adopted and the results of the voting will appear there. As the minutes have been drawn up by a notary, the shareholders do not need to give their approval. The notary will carry out the necessary proceedings. And this session of the AGM is adjourned. Thank you very much, and a very good day to you all. Thank you for your attendance.
Gracias.